Joey Galloway, ESPN college football analyst, joining us via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Joey, obviously, it's been a long season. We've appreciated your work all season, joining us here on College Game Day. What's your thoughts now that the seedings are out and we know the top four?
I like the matchup. I was interested to see what the committee was going to do with Michigan State and how high they would go if they would jump ahead of Oklahoma. I think the committee for sure got the right four teams in. When you look at Michigan State's resume, now that they're the Big Ten champs, I can understand why they jumped to number three and really could have understood if they had jumped all the way to number two. Their resume is that strong, especially at the end of the season.
All right, Joey. It's Clemson, Alabama, Michigan State, Oklahoma. Which of those teams do you think is the one that the other teams would least like to face?
I think probably Oklahoma. I know that, when you look at Oklahoma and the balance that they have now on offense, early in the season, they didn't run the ball very well, and that was a concern. But since the Texas loss, they have run the ball 300 yards a game, and then you add in Baker Mayfield, who is as good as anybody in the country at quarterback, and then their defense. I think they might be maybe the most complete team in the four-team playoff, and I think their running game probably puts them a little bit ahead of Clemson, although Clemson is a pretty complete team also. But I think Oklahoma is the toughest matchup.
Joey, how important is the health of Connor Cook? He's got about 3 weeks now to get a little bit better before they play Alabama. How big of a deal is it for them that he's able to improve a good bit in that time?
Well, I would like to say that their entire game hinges on Connor Cook being healthy, but I thought that against Ohio State also. And they proved that they could go out and in that game without Connor Cook and win a football game. I would like to say that, he, as far as NFL-ready quarterbacks, he's the closest thing we'll have in this playoff. I think he's really good at some of the things he does from a quarterback standpoint, getting back into his drop and getting the ball out. I think that'll be important against a team like Alabama that is very good at putting pressure on quarterbacks. Alabama's going to put you in a position where your quarterback has to beat you. I mean, if you're going to have success, it's going to have to come from your quarterback's ability to make plays down the field. When you look at Connor Cook's ability to get it out, I think that they're going to need him healthy, and he's going to have to absolutely make some plays for Michigan State to put some points on the board.
The rest of the New Year's Six matchups obviously released today as well, outside of the two semifinal matchups. What game are you most looking forward to watching and why?
There's two. I'm looking forward to the Rose Bowl, of course, the Stanford-Iowa matchup. I really respected what the committee did with Iowa, not punishing them for losing a very close, very tight-fought Big Ten championship game. They just flipped the spot between Iowa and Michigan State, which I believe that's what they should have done. And Stanford, if you watched them play last night, they look as good as anybody in the country. When you talk eye test with what Christian McCaffrey is doing, they look as good as anybody. So that matchup, then the Ohio State-Notre Dame matchup, and I have a ton of respect for what Notre Dame has done this season through the injuries, still being a team that was competing to get into the playoff. It didn't matter how many guys they lost. They just continued to play well throughout the entire season, going against an Ohio State team that finally showed up against Michigan. We saw the team that everyone expected to see in their last game of the season. Now we'll just see, if they can keep that going in the Fiesta Bowl.
We're talking to Joey Galloway, ESPN college football analyst, joining us via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. All right, Joey, you see the bracket. You said earlier that Oklahoma's the team that all the others least likely want to face. But you, now that you know the bracket, who's your pick to win it all?
Way too early for that. I got to settle down. I just got done with the show a few hours ago. I got to let this stuff process. I got to look at some film. I'm not ready to make that selection just yet.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. We got 3.5 weeks to go. I understand that.
All right, let me ask you to make another prediction then. Heisman Trophy ballots are due tomorrow. First of all, are you a voter?
Yes.
Okay, so you can't tell us who you're going to vote for.
Right.
What's your gut feeling? Do you think that there's a clear-cut probable winner here, or are you expecting it to be close?
I hope there is not a clear-cut winner. I think that we have a few guys that deserve the award, and I love the idea that if the trophy went to Derrick Henry or McCaffrey or Watson, like, there wouldn't be an argument. You could see the trophy going to any one of those guys. So, you know, when you look at them, the thing that I love the most is, you know, in the last weekend and the most important games, each one of the Heisman Trophy candidates had a terrific game, put their best foot forward on the national stage with everybody watching to get a chance to see what they really are. So it'll be fun to see how it plays out. But I've enjoyed watching, you know, all three guys play, and I do believe that one of those three will win it without saying who I'm voting for.
All right, Joey, we've enjoyed watching your work on ESPN as well as your appearances here on College Game Day. Thanks for taking the time, as always.
Thanks, guys.